Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with the founder of Homewell Senior Care, Joshua Hoffman. And Joshua started as a caregiver when he was 19 years old and then went on to start his own company. They started franchising in 2003, and today they have more than 30 offices in 13 states, including Canada. We're also meeting with New Jersey-based franchisee to Homewell Senior Care, Louis Romano. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchising can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only publication that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing well this week, Marty. How about yourself? How you doing?
Good, good. It's nice weather here in Pennsylvania, you know, so I think spring
right.
is officially here, you know, and getting closer to summer and baseball season and all that other fun stuff I'm looking forward to.
Yeah,
you know?
It's nice. You know, the sun's out. You're right, baseball. You know, my young kids are outside more. They're playing ball. So
oh, they're playing ball this year, Don, aren't they? Oh, that must be a blast for you to watch.
Yeah, they start T-ball. My little daughter has softball.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I know you also had a pretty busy week, too, didn't you? You know, I guess working over the weekend and things like that, which we're going to talk about. Our last show, we met with the founder of SmartTax, Nick
right.
Rizzi. And it's kind of appropriate, you know, I guess being that taxes are due today, to talk about this topic for just a second. SmartTax is a franchise opportunity that differentiates itself from the rest by delivering top-quality professional services while allowing franchisees to focus more on a quality of life, which is very important. I thought it was a good show. What were your thoughts on last week?
Yeah, he did a great job explaining the industry and his business and how he started. And I guess it's just one of those industries that since everybody has to have their taxes done, I guess
right.
there's plenty of business for everybody. So you just have to have the right business plan and you know, seems like he's heading in the right direction so far. Looks like they're starting out pretty well. You think with all the accountants out there and all the big name, well-known tax preparing companies, which
exactly.
you know, we know there's four or five pretty well ones in franchising, you would think it would be just tough, like starting up any other new business. But we know the statistics that there's plenty of room for a newer type franchise tax company to make an impact.
Yeah. This market is not saturated. You know, I think some people may think that initially. You know, our listeners may be saying, okay, well, you have some of the, you know, bigger ones, but it certainly isn't. In fact, I think Nick was mentioning there's a lot of still like mom and pop type of operations out there who still do taxes, you know.
Right.
This is, I guess you could say, and I think Nick mentioned it as well, recession-proof or maybe recession-resistant. You know, I mean, no matter what the economy is, you still have to get your taxes done, don't you? I mean,
right.
And I think it's complicated too, Don. I mean, I don't know about your tax forms. I mean, when I get them back every year, it looks like a book, you know. And I said, for me to do it myself is just—it's way too much, you know. So have an expert do it for you.
Right.
I thought it was a great story of entrepreneurship, like you were saying too, you know. I would definitely consider Nick an entrepreneur. I love the story of how the bus just went by one day. You talk about fate, you know, and he sees learn to do taxes, you know, and kind of like a light bulb went off at that moment, you know, and
right.
years later, you know, you have this great franchise opportunity. I like the smaller franchise opportunities as well. I think sometimes a smaller franchise opportunity,
right.
As opposed to like having, let's say, like, you know, McDonald's who has 33,000 franchisees, you have a chance to get the founder on the phone, you know, or you could talk to the CEO and things like that, you know. As the company grows over time, though, you know, when you have thousands of franchisees, you can't always do those things, you know.
Right.
You don't really have as much of a say in the franchise when you get to that big level, you know.
Right.
So it certainly offers a lot of opportunity to...
It would have been interesting, what would happen if that bus said something else, like...
There you go. It was God's
go
fate.
Train to be go train
know?
To be a police officer. Maybe
yeah, there you go.
Cop. Yeah,
it shows you how God's involved in franchising as well. So it's it is funny, you know. But we have a great show today too, don't we? What do we got going on today?
We're meeting with Joshua Hoffman, CEO, Homewell Senior Care, and as well as a franchisee based here in New Jersey, Louis Romano. So
yeah, we're going to have to find out where Louis is, you know. For all we know, he could be, like, in your backyard, you know.
Yeah.
And I think I've referenced to you the story I've probably told you 100 times, how in 1999 I was interviewed by the L.A. Times, and they asked me what industry to look for. And I said senior care, you know, and it's amazing
right.
how it's just exploded, you know, 10 years later. I probably should have got in at that moment, shouldn't I? You know,
well, here's something I have, Marty, an article. You know, we were just talking about being busy this week, and I was down at the IFE,
right.
One of the big franchise shows down in Washington, D.C., and they say here one of the hottest trends in the franchise industry, according to International Franchise Association President John Reynolds, he says two of the fastest-growing segments are anything to do with home health care anything having to do with childhood development.
Yeah.
Those businesses are a far cry from the more traditional franchise focus, the fast food industry, which still makes up the backbone of franchising.
Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting, Don. There's been a lot, you know, over the last 10 years, there's been a lot of lot more senior care franchises out there than there were back in, like, let's say 1999. But I think it's similar to, like, the tax situation, you know. You think when you say taxes, you say, okay, Jackson Hewitt, you know, H&R Block, Liberty Tax, and places like that. But this, you know, senior care thing, I mean, the market is just so huge that
right.
I don't think there's enough out there right now to even satisfy the demand of the market. So,
well, that's
yeah.
just it. You know, I think sometimes these industries evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, with tax preparing, it's still a lot of mom and pops or
right.
people just have their local accountant, you know, get it done. There's so much room for these franchise tax preparation companies to grow. And we all know the statistics with, the aging population, which
yeah.
is a good position for these senior care franchises. So.
Yeah, no, I love this industry for a lot of different reasons. You know, I think it's one of those feel-good franchises, too, where, yes, you have the opportunity to make money, but you're also doing something great, you know.
Right.
So it does give you that opportunity. So, so I'm looking forward to having them on the show today.
And the franchise show is interesting, you know, with the, you know, the economy has, you know, has made these shows a little smaller compared to a few years ago, and they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of franchises don't bring all the equipment and hand out as much food and ice cream and stuff as in the past, but, you know, you still have a lot of activity, you know, a lot of excitement, people coming, a lot of franchises. It's where some, you know, relationships form, and so there was a good mix of, you know, well-known franchise brands, you know, as well as a lot of, you know, up-and-coming and, you know, newer brands, a lot of, you know, diversity. The first day, Friday, is the international portion of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Saturday and Sunday, you get a lot of your people off the street, and I've been going to the show for years and, you know, just gotten to know a lot of people in franchising, so it's always a pretty good atmosphere.
It's always fun to walk up and down the aisles, isn't it? I mean, it's just like there's usually like maybe about like 9 or 10 aisles into the stadium kind of like place, and just looking at the newer concepts at times, I'm always fascinated at those, you know. But it's kind of interesting that you mentioned, Don, that maybe they weren't giving like out as much food like in the past, you know, like
right.
in the old days when you go to a franchise show, like they'd have like, let's say, a Maggie Moo's, and they'd be giving out samples, and there'd be pizza places giving out samples, or
yeah.
You know, the original Soup Man giving out soup. And you don't see that. Maybe that might even be better, though. You know what I mean? Because it gives the opportunity to actually talk to the prospective franchisees. You wonder if it actually works out in their favor by not giving anything out, you know, and just talking about the opportunity.
Now you have blacktop seal coating companies handing out magnets.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah, no, it is. It's interesting, you know,
yeah.
how things have changed. You know, and that's probably a good sign, too. You know what I mean? Showing that the franchise is being conservative, you know, and they're not giving away all their royalties and franchise fees and things like that towards the shows, you know, because the shows could be very expensive. I've seen
right.
some franchises, they must have spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in just setting up their location in the convention hall. So, yeah, it is kind of interesting.
Right. Here's something, Marty, USA Today. Summer approaches, you know, we're talking about the spring weather, the sun coming out. Two chains, Sonic Drive-In and Ruby's Diner, are re-embracing roller skating car hops, whose jobs are as much to entertain experience-hungry customers as to roll out the grub.
Wow, your dad's going to be happy, huh?
Yeah.
That was like his day, you know? It's, oh,
yeah, the
great.
Stuff is, you know, it's... Yeah. Well, it says, sir, the idea is to offer enough of a twist to get someone to steer into a Sonic or Ruby's instead
mm-hmm.
of the familiar and far more heavily advertised McDonald's. Again, it's, you know, doing a little something different, a little entertaining.
Right.
I think it's, you know, good idea. Person says, he goes, I call it burger and fries with a little floor show. This is Robert Thompson, pop
it's
culture
great.
Guru.
Well, it's funny because, you know, growing up, you know, you and I watching, like, shows like Happy Days and things like that, you know, we've never actually experienced, you know, the roller skating waitress, you know, coming up to your car and things like that. But there was a great article, I think it was also USA Today, they had several years ago, called What's Old is New Again, you know, like these old concepts do
come
back over time, you know, and it does create a buzz, I think. Have you ever been to a Sonicdon? I know you have one. I think you have one in your area, don't you?
They just started coming into New Jersey, but I haven't been to one yet, no.
Okay, same here in Pennsylvania. They just started hitting this particular area of Pennsylvania, and first day they were open here, I mean, you should have seen the line trying to get in. It was like they were giving things away. It was it was nuts.
It says, skating car hops were common at Sonic stores in the 60s and 70s, but the 3,500 unit chain left them behind in the 80s and 90s. Now it's trying to bring them back to most locations. Ruby's, the chain, just opened its first unit with skating car hops in Anaheim, California, considering a second nearby. The only thing left these days is to be remarkable, and what's more remarkable than girls on roller skates, he says.
There you go. Oh, geez. Well, this is funny because the roller skates, I guess, were replaced by roller blades. You know, you wonder if they're on roller blades or roller skates. Probably roller skates, you know, just to have that feel, but
there's something, Marty, in the IFA's Franchise Opportunities Guide. Franchise units nearing 1 million. The nation's more than 900,000 franchise businesses, including both establishments owned by franchisees and those owned by franchisors, amounted to slightly more than 3% of all business establishments in 2005. So it's going back a few years. I can't wait till they can catch up the information to 08 and 09. Franchise businesses today operate in more than 100 lines of businesses, including healthcare, fitness centers, employment agencies, hotels, motels, right down the line. So I guess the numbers keep improving. And they had an interesting article. Is franchising for you 10 key questions to ask? Visit almost any town in America today, and on many streets you will find franchise businesses. One of the reasons that many franchises have been so successful is that in franchising, a business synergy is created. Franchisees brought together under one trademark and achieve things that as individual business people they could not do. Group advertising, buying power, and the sharing of ideas are some examples of what can happen.
Yeah.
While there are many examples of successful franchises, buying a franchise is no guarantee of success.
Good.
Before buying a franchise, 10 important questions need to be carefully and thoughtfully answered. First one, are you willing and able to take on the responsibilities of managing your own business? Some very careful self-analysis is important before buying a franchise. Indeed, your personal house should be in good order. One of the myths that has been perpetuated is that franchise ownership is easy. This is just simply not true. While the franchise system will give the startup training and offer ongoing support, you, the franchisee, must be prepared to manage the business. You know, obviously a point well taken.
Right, absolutely.
Will you enjoy the franchise? Number two, sometimes people buy a franchise they think will make them a lot of money, only to find later they do not enjoy the business. The adage, know thyself, certainly applies here. You should buy a franchise that centers in an area that you will enjoy for the next 10 to 15 years. Determine your interest and types of businesses you might really enjoy.
Yeah, you said this a lot on the show too, Don. You know, I mean, you've emphasized the importance. I think one of the things we learned is the importance of like the franchise consultant. I think one of their roles is more almost like a psychologist at times, it seems like, sort of a psychiatrist, where they're you're kind of asking yourself what franchise would be the best match for you. What do you really like to do? You know,
right.
You ask those deep questions, you know, and then you say, okay, you know, this industry would probably be best for you. You know, people, I don't think people do that initially when they think of franchising. They think maybe if they like the product or something like that, or they think about making money, and all those things, of course, are important, but I don't think they're most important, you know, they're just elements of the whole thing. So it's really going deep within yourself and finding the best match.
Sometimes you need someone else to
help
you with that. Right.
Sometimes you do. You know, sometimes you do. Sometimes we don't always know what our strengths and weaknesses are and what we actually enjoy. People don't ask themselves those questions like they should, you know. So I think that's a very powerful suggestion. I like that.
And what you're saying, continuing on, are you willing to completely follow the franchise system?
Big one.
Something we talk about just about every week on the show. The very key to franchising success is the consistency of product and service customers find from one franchise to another. When you display the sign and logo of a franchise, you're indicating to customers that you follow a particular system.
Yeah, it was funny. When we were doing the interview on Lynn Johnson's radio show, it was on CBS Radio, Lynn was saying she'd never be able to buy a franchise because she's just not good at following rules. You know, she's got like that. She's so entrepreneurial that she'd be making a McDonald's cheeseburger her own way, you know. So
right.
It doesn't work for everybody, you know. So I'm glad you mentioned that one.
People who are extremely entrepreneurial in the sense that they do not like to conform to a predetermined formula should be very careful about buying a franchise.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, you know. And the franchisors, they have to be careful as well, too, don't they, Don? You know, I mean, they don't
right.
want someone like that in their system either, you know. You were mentioning, I mean, this is a 10-year, sometimes a 15-year commitment. That's a pretty long time, isn't it? I mean, think about the last
right.
10 years of your life. I mean, that's a long time, 120
right.
months.
Yeah.
Doing this, you better do your homework.
You have a history of success in dealing and interacting with people.
Mm.
Many franchise businesses are based on people relations. Your ability to interact
yes.
well with your franchisor, other franchisees, your employees, and your customers cannot be emphasized enough.
Yeah, that's a great one, you know, and not everyone have those strong interpersonal skills. Sometimes people just don't like dealing with people. There's franchises out there, Don, where you don't have to necessarily deal with people, believe it or not. You know, like there's like your,
right.
let's say, like, I remember 1-800 Dry Clean when we had those guys on the show. They were basically saying, you know, if you're not good with people, I mean, you don't have to, you know, interact that much, you know, with
yeah.
people. It's pretty much you're on your own. So there are those opportunities out there if that's not your strength. But if you like dealing with people, there's a lot of great ones out there.
Five is very practical point. Can you afford the franchise? One of the major causes of business failure is undercapitalization. While the franchisor will be able to give you a good idea of the startup cost, sometimes these will vary due to leasehold improvements,
yeah.
Needs, and other valuables. You will need enough money to not only open your franchise, but to run it until such a time as it is profitable. Very key to have plenty of cash reserve money and you know, really don't even plan on making money the first year from the new franchise.
Yeah, and this is where franchising comes in because everything has been thought through. I mean, the franchise will be able to tell you how much money you're going to need to get this thing going, where a lot of times if you start a business on your own, typically you underestimate the expenses that are involved in
right.
an operation. It ends up costing you $50,000 more than you expected, you know. So, again, this is the advantage of franchising. They'll tell you how much it's going to cost. I mean, it may be off by a little, but it's going to be pretty close.
Number six, have you carefully studied the legal documents?
Mm.
Franchisors are required to prepare a document called the Franchise Disclosure Document, also called the FDD. This document will give you pertinent information about the franchise. It will also contain the franchise agreement that you'll sign.
Right.
Disclosure document is a should be studied very carefully, discussed
mm-hmm.
with your attorney is the main key.
Yeah, I think you and I have emphasized a dozen times, you know, in the last 3.5 years that, yes, even though it's supposed to be written in layman's terms, you're supposed to be able to understand it. I still think it's worth having a franchise attorney look at it, you know, even if it costs you an extra $5,000-$10,000 for that attorney, just put it, incorporate those costs in the loan
right.
for the business. So, absolutely.
Does the franchise you are considering have a track record of success? Should get to know the principal directors of the company, their business background, and how profitable their franchise has been. The disclosure document will contain this information. Have an accountant review the financial analysis of the franchise. Is it a solid company? Also examine how long the franchise has been in business.
Mm-hmm.
A new startup franchise may offer you the uncertainty to get in on the ground floor,
right.
the opportunity to get on the ground floor.
Good.
So that's very important. Of course, you know, the history and a success. The next one, eight, are the franchisees generally happy and successful?
Mm.
The FDD will also contain a listing of all franchise owners. It will be worth your time to contact a number of them to discuss their experiences with the franchise. Has the franchisor follow through on their commitments? Did the franchisees have adequate training? Would they buy the franchise again?
Mm, that's a great question, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
yeah,
you know, very key. Nine, do you like the franchisor staff, those people with whom you will be working with? It's one of the most important elements, the ongoing
right.
support and, you know, getting along with the management of the franchise. So it's key to be comfortable with the people that you're going to be working with because it is going to be a number of years, like we pointed out, a relationship 10 to 15 years.
Absolutely.
Do you have a support system? Managing a franchise is a full-time job. It requires great sacrifices of personal time. For this reason, your friends, family should understand that it's going to have, you know, a lot of demands on your time. So you got to make sure you have family and friends are all with you with you know, with what you're doing.
Yeah, it's been common advice on our show over the last 3.5 years as well. You know, a lot of our franchisees have said that, is you really do have to have your spouse's support, don't you? I mean, if you don't,
right.
It's not going to work. I mean, it's hard enough as it is, especially like the first year, as you were saying, you know what I mean? So, you know, to work, you know, 12, 14 hour days in the beginning and then come home and then get beat up again.
Right.
It's like, forget it. It's not going to work. That support, I think is crucial from family, and friends, like you were saying.
Right. So
was that number 10?
Yeah, that was number 10.
Wow.
Franchising for you, 10 key questions, all, very valuable information.
Yeah, I mean, that book, Don, is just wonderful. Who wrote that article, by the way?
You know, it doesn't...
it doesn't say, okay.
Yeah,
it's just written by the IFA.
It's in the Franchise Opportunities Guide, the Spring-Summer 2010 edition.
It sounds like they've been listening to our show, doesn't it? I was going to say something like you would write, but yeah, but no, that was a great article, and we'll have to reference that one again.
Definitely.
Pick up our listeners every week. So why don't we do this? I see our guests have called in, Joshua and Lewis. So we'll take a quick break, a couple commercials, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Big Mouth!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team,
Big Mouth,
as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who wants one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with the founder of Homewell Senior Care, Joshua Hoffman. And Joshua started as a caregiver when he was 19 years old and then went on to start his own company. They started franchising in 2003, and today they have more than 30 offices in 13 states, including Canada. We're also meeting with New Jersey-based franchisee to Homewell Senior Care, Louis Romano. Hi, Joshua. Hi, Louis. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, hey, gentlemen. Guys. How are you?
Oh, great today, Joshua and Louis. Guys, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. And I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Joshua and Louis.
Thanks for coming on, guys. We're looking forward to the show. And, Louis, you're here in New Jersey. Whereabouts are you?
Bergen County, actually, River Edge, right outside of Hackensack.
Yeah.
Wow.
School up in... up in Rutherford. I was born in Englewood. I got a lot of Bergen County roots. We're down in the central part of the state, but that's great. Jersey.
Okay,
guy, good.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, I also got my degree, too, Louis, from Fairleigh Dickinson, like Don, up in Teaneck, you know, so I know you know that area. So we're definitely familiar with New Jersey.
Yeah. It
seems like a great location for a Homewell Senior Care franchise as well, you know.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great territory.
That's fantastic. Joshua, I thought I could start with you and find out like what you were doing. I know you've been doing this a while. You started pretty young in this industry, didn't you?
Yeah, I was pretty young. I started when I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, took some training to become a caregiver. Early on, I had an injury accident on a motorcycle and went to the hospital with a friend, and I was just inspired. I thought, wow, the healthcare industry never occurred to me. And then I took training to become a nursing assistant and went out and started working for initially for a nursing home, a skilled nursing facility, and then started providing care in individuals' homes. And I did that for about 7 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. But, Louis, how about your background? I mean, what were you doing before getting into this?
I was in pharmaceutical marketing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't actually that exciting. It was, it was at the same time I really, wasn't happy with the job.
Right.
And at the same time, my grandmother became ill, so she had, some issues for the next few years. But, during that time, I had opportunity to try to hunt for some agencies. Wasn't really happy with what I found for her. And I kind of said, hey, you know what, I could do this. And basically quit my job, met Joshua, and started this franchise.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So when you found Homewell, Louis, was it something you looked online or you read in a magazine? How did you two meet?
It was, a lot of, I went on, I think it was one of those franchise Gator, Gator.com or something, and, it probably sent me maybe about 10 franchise locations.
Right.
So, I called them all, and quite honestly, Joshua treated me like a son. He was very interested in my story and what I had to offer, and where the other franchise systems, they're very large and kind of treated me like another number. So, I was 24, 25 years old at the time, and, no idea really what I was doing, so I kind of needed like a parent raising a child type of relationship instead of just a, good luck and God bless. That's not really what I, what I needed. So Joshua kind of, was the right fit. He gave me the best opportunity to succeed, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Looks like you're doing things right, Joshua.
Well, with Louis is very unique. He was very young when I met him, and I was 26 when I started my business, and I saw a lot of myself in him. He's a tremendous businessman, and he had that education, but he also had the drive and the motivation and incredible maturity and heart, and I really felt, you know, a strong commitment and a conviction that I knew he could do it. I knew this is something that he could do. I believed
right.
in him, and, you know, and I really want to support him. But, you know, that support is nothing without that drive and that commitment that he has. And I heard you gentlemen talking earlier about how important it is for a franchisee to bring that drive to the table, because we can't do it. The franchisor cannot do it for the franchisee.
Right.
And Lewis is a perfect demonstration of that. He just takes the system and he runs with it. He doesn't just hang on to it thinking, well, I've invested into a company, now where's my success? It
right.
just doesn't happen like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
So you started franchising in 2003, Joshua. Give us a little just overview on the history of, you know, what you started.
Sure. Well, we started in 2003. I started with Franchise Gator. I asked my rep back in the day if he could create a new category for senior care. And, you know, gave me some pushback. And I said, don't worry, this will grow. And, you know, we negotiated a good rate. And then we started talking to franchisees. And Lou is among the first very few that we started talking to. And I didn't have tremendous success. As you know, the franchising industry and home care industry, they're much different. There's a huge contrast between what the business of franchising and in-home
mm-hmm.
care.
Yes.
In-home care, you know, really uses my strengths and my understanding, and franchising hadn't been my strength. And so, you know, these leads were just piling up, and really wasn't exactly sure how to talk to individuals about promoting the business opportunity and sharing that with them. So I stayed, you know, I thought slow growth was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was about 2 years into it, still buying these leads and not having the type of growth I was really looking for or hoping to achieve. It just doesn't happen. It's
right.
like anything. You have to go after it. So I worked with some brokers who took on that part for us, and then they started promoting the franchise opportunity for us and talking to individuals, bringing people to the table that we could talk to, that we could meet. We started training and growing from there. And now we have, you know, over 30 offices.
Wow.
We've since worked with a new company that actually gives a lot more than just that brokering service.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
the full franchise development team that we brought on and working with us closely to do surveys, talk
mm-hmm.
to individual friends, find out any hiccups in the system and get those corrected, take care of those so we can build a strong foundation. I feel like in just the last year, really in the last 6 months, we've made tremendous strides in bringing so much more value. A lot of these things are already in place, but it's how we're conveying them to the franchisees. It's made a tremendous difference, and I really feel we're in a really strong position right now for that growth and scalability, and we're ready for it, and we're achieving. We're filling the pipeline again, and, you know, slow growth has always been important, not rapid growth, but
right.
solid growth. So ultimately what we're trying to do is provide quality care for the seniors that we're serving, and if we grow too fast, and we don't want anyone to fall through the cracks, so to speak.
And expand further, Joshua, on those services. People listening, they want to open up a Homewell senior care franchise. What are the services, and how do you explain the opportunity to prospects?
Sure. What we provide is a non-medical model. That's personal care,
mm-hmm.
homemaking, chore services, and companionship for the elderly. Personal care, that we talk about activities of daily living. I don't
right.
know if you've heard that term before. It's
yes.
a medical term, okay, so you have your walking, your bathing, your dressing, your
right.
toileting, your feeding. So we assist with those areas. That's personal care. Then we do the homemaker and chore services as well, providing the meal preparation, the light housekeeping, and then the essential companionship. You know, I
mm-hmm.
started doing some more research on loneliness and how it affects the elderly.
Yeah.
And it's really sad, you know. People have lived their whole lives in community, and then as they age, they start to become more isolated. because they can't drive somewhere or
right.
they can't go somewhere, and or people aren't people their friends are dying off like that, and you
yeah.
know, 80, 90 years old, and they're not having that. You know, their children, their adult children, are very wrapped up and involved in their own lives and
mm-hmm.
don't have that time. And that's where Homewell comes in. That's where we're looking for care-motivated people to come out and that are committed. I heard you talking earlier also about you have to find a business that you're passionate about, something
mm-hmm.
that you really enjoy because it goes beyond money. And so we're looking for people that want to make a difference, want to be a force for good in their community.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with you, Joshua. I think this is one of those feel-good kind of franchises. Like you were saying, you know, you have the opportunity to make a nice amount of money, but also, again, providing a service that, you know, you feel great about at the end of the day. You know, you're not maybe pushing
absolutely.
Cheeseburgers, you know, like not to pick
right.
on McDonald's or anything, but,
right.
you know, absolutely. It's so true.
Very, very rewarding. I've been going out in the field lately again to get just an idea of what's going on, see what changes there have been. And really, you know, the changes aren't so many. And, you know, I've been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing care management, going meeting with new clients and going all the way, you know, you meet a new client, you set them up with a care plan, and then you go back and make the introduction of what we call personal assistant. And those are our employees, people that provide care for the elderly. And it's just so rewarding when you can work with the adult children and make that difference in their lives. It's tremendous. And they pay you well for it.
Right.
And that's yeah. not even the driving force behind
right.
it.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, I imagine most people would rather stay home, of course, than going to, like, a nursing home. I'm sure there's, like, surveys out there, Joshua, that have been taken, you know, but I guess given the choice, you know, of staying home or going to a hospital or nursing home, I mean, most people, I would imagine, rather stay home, of course, you know.
I think it's 84% of the
wow.
people surveyed.
That's high.
GE Capital did a study, I think this was in 2005, they did a study, and 84% of the people that have those long-term care policies have the option of going to a skilled nursing facility, assisted living, and they
right.
choose to stay home and receive care at home.
Wow, that's a big number, yeah.
It's tremendous, and you know, the elderly population is just mushrooming. It's growing tremendously, and you know, the facts are staggering. The need for this is growing tremendously. It's a highly fragmented industry, and I think of the top 200 home care agencies, they only provide. That's the corporations, the multiple offices that they have. There's no single dominant player. They only make up 25% of the market.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, we've been doing the show now in our fourth year, guys, and we've been quoting articles for, you know, for the whole length of the show just with the opportunities and, you know, senior care type services and specifically the type of work that you guys do. So, you know, there's just each year is going to just be so much more business out there with the aging population. It's just
right.
really good, you know, demographics for your business and growing and expanding. Lewis, is that something that you also really thought about as you were first looking at Homewell, and then you got to know Joshua, felt comfortable, kind of was interested in the industry at an early age? But is that something that also factored in, just the, you know, the future of the industry?
Absolutely, it was a big factor. I mean, the stats are just overwhelming. So
yeah.
I thought this is something I could do for you know, very late into my life, and
right.
maybe even, you know, pass it on to my kids and just have a nice family business, which is, you know, what we're doing right now. And you know, and just have some sort of legacy and just a wonderful, you know, community reputation, which is, you know, the goal, one of the goals here. And quite honestly, so far, you know, I've been right. I mean, even through this struggling economy, it has not affected my business at all, really. Little things here and there, you know, maybe collections payments come in a little slower, but I mean, we're on top of it, and the business people just keep calling us for help, and it's overwhelming sometimes. And that's the biggest struggle, is just we have to do it right, and
right.
we have to help these, you know, families and our clients the right way. And I'm really happy with, you know, how things are turning out, especially, you know, when everything else in the economy is, you know, there's a rough time out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And why franchising, Lewis? Why'd you go the franchise alternative? Was there a reason for that? Because, you know, one of the things that Don and I mentioned on the show, we were actually talking about it in segment one as well, is, you know, franchising is definitely not for everybody, you know, and I guess you can confirm that for us now, you know, being a franchisee. But why did you choose a franchise versus going out on your own and starting your own type of business?
I'm not too sure if I could have done it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I've started this business and been as successful and just hit the ground running.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I maybe could have pulled it off, but it would have taken me much longer. And then, you know, a year, maybe if it took me an extra year, year and a half, I may not be here, you know, talking with you guys today.
True.
So really what, you know, Joshua and Homewell did was give me a skeleton. And,
right.
You know, I had to... You know, I guess build the muscles and build the body and, you know, make it healthy. And in that same time, there's a tremendous amount of support.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very independent, and that's another reason why I chose Homewell, because they allowed me to be the independent business owner I need to be. And at the same time, though, if I need them in a heartbeat, they're there for me.
They're there for you.
So it's a much needed. It's a much needed support system. It's well worth it. And again, I'm not sure if I could have pulled it off without a franchise.
Yeah, it's a cliche, Don, as you say, in business for yourself, not by yourself, you know, the
Right.
You're just describing, you know. So, yeah, absolutely. And Joshua, has technology played a role in your business? Like, how has technology impacted your franchise today?
Well, you know, when we first started out, it was all about driving paper, and it still is.
Right.
A tremendously paper-laden business. But we've developed our computer system, which helps you look at your margins, recruit PAs, we call them personal assistants, make matches for our company. We have an office. I'm just not just a franchisor. I'm a franchisee, and
right.
We have over 500 personal assistants in our database. And,
okay, wow.
You know, to be able to look and do a match for a particular client with a particular need, using our GLAD staffing method and trying to identify who they are. There's important things that you want to look for when matching, and also our clients, how we handle their care plans. And these care plans are very specific for each client. And then you have your time task sheet that goes with that care plan. And the computer system that we're developing now, we have a new one. We're getting ready to launch it here any day now. It's called Nimble. And Nimble allows more user interface, allows the clients to visit. There's a lot of clients that live out of state. And we even have one client's daughter lives in France. And she can go online and she can visit. See how her mom's doing. See who's scheduled the next day. Look at her invoice. Look at the care plan. Review it. Make sure it's accurate. Make sure her mom's getting everything that she needs. And it's real time. It's working.
Wow.
You know, it's keeping everything very transparent. Working together with the family. The personal assistants can go online, look at their schedule, see who they're going to care for. Make sure that we keep in touch with everyone. We
right.
also have. Some of our locations are using telephony services. It's a telephone time card, if you will. And so I'd say technology is playing a key part in our success, and it will continue to be that way. We can support our franchisees that way. We can go in, we can
right.
work with them on different things and key components of their business and help them out with their care plans, with their recruiting efforts, and see where their strengths are and look at their opportunities as well.
That's great.
And I don't know where we'd be without it. So.
Exactly. And it's helped you guys in communicating, really, in all different areas, you know, so important in this kind of business, I imagine.
It's tremendous. It's all about communication and working with people and being able to talk with people. And you know, this technology allows us to improve the overall quality of care. We can track trends and analyze this data and improve the overall system.
That's fantastic.
It's been very encouraging. I've enjoyed it a tremendous amount.
That's great. Joshua and Liz, we have to take a quick break. Are you guys able to stick around for another segment?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with the founder of Homewell Senior Care, Joshua Hoffman. And Joshua started as a caregiver when he was 19 years old and then went on to start his own company. They started franchising in 2003, and today they have more than 30 offices in 13 states of Canada. And we're also meeting with New Jersey-based franchisee to Homewell Senior Care, Louis Romano. And Don, I think you're up.
Joshua, tell us a little bit about your training process, please.
Sure. The training starts in the franchisee's marketplace. And we have a pre-training packet. The training has evolved quite a bit. And what we have is a pre-training packet that we give individuals, and it's a checklist of things to do, things to accomplish. And it's about, if some states are licensed, it's about helping them get their licensing set
right
up, get their business going. We educate them on terms and definitions they need to know for the industry, and get them ready. So this pre-training could last anywhere from 30 to 60 days, depending on them. It's an opportunity for them to do their competitive analysis and set their rates and things like that prior to coming to. So when they do come to Seattle for their training, they're hitting the ground with a strong understanding of the business already. They've already met with other home care agency owners and done their competitive analysis, and it's a very strategic approach to building the business. It's laying down the foundation, learning about the different business groups in the area to become part of, et cetera, and building some really strong lead sources while they're doing their competitive analysis. Some of our partners have really enjoyed this initial pre-training It's not necessarily easy, but it is very rewarding. And when you come to Seattle, that's when the fun begins. And we sit around a table, and the training starts, and we go into the history, the foundation of the training, the history of Homewell Senior Care, and talk about all the elements that we're going to discuss over the week. And I can get into great minutiae. I can see I'm going that direction. I don't want to do that. But in a nutshell, we talk about staffing. We talk about client recruiting. We talk about marketing and networking and business operations and management on a daily basis. We help people through live, it's Socratic. They can ask questions. It's a dialogue. It's a conversation. And also we do some role-playing. And one particular training, we had people go out in the community right there. We stayed at the Embassy Suites, and they could stay there. We had a conference room there, and individuals would go out and venture out and rehearse, practice some of what they were taught. And they said that the feedback we got from that was tremendous, and they really got a strong sense of what it was that they were going to do in their community. So we try and keep it interesting, try and keep it fun. And so when they go back to their marketplace and they start their business, they already have the, the physical memory. They know what to do. They're ready and they're prepared. They know how to recruit. They know how to network. They know how to do a quality inquiry and take care of business, so to speak. So I think the training is very comprehensive and the Confidential Franchise Manual has a tremendous amount of information about our experience in the local market here for the last many years, and that's all condensed into a lot of those from each individual role, from the staffing to the recruiting to the networking. It's all in there. And so our training, it just is, I would say, tremendous. We even help franchisees manage clients that are difficult, or when events occur, we like to train them to be administrators of a home care agency as well. And so we're gearing them up, we're preparing them, it's boot camp, and we're setting them up for success. So when they go back to their marketplace, they're ready. And the training doesn't stop there. We provide ongoing support, individualized coaching. We have people that are designated to support individual franchisees. We have Tony Shublum, Gina Lysons, Kerry Hopkins, various individuals that will support franchisees in the field, and they can build a relationship with that coach, that individual that's there to support them, cheer them on, encourage them. And we're also, we're going to stand off. We're going to support the individuals. Each individual is completely different, and what support is for them varies. So it really depends on the individual when they get back into the market at coaching.
Individual support. It's so important. And Louis, how would you describe a typical day, if there is such a thing, a typical day being a franchisee with Homewell Senior Care?
It's different. It's so much different from when I first started until now. I mean, now I'm 5 years into this, and I have a lot of people working with me, for me. And
right.
So what I do now is I'm managing all aspects of the business, the sales, the staffing, finances. I mean, every day it's kind of what I do. I mean, we have a very close-knit group. It's like a family, and they copy me on every emails. We talk about every situation throughout the day, and basically what I'm doing is giving a lot of advice and direction. I probably stay closest to staffing. I think that is, the bread and butter. We got to hire the right people. Our referral sources, they refer families to us because we know we're going to do the right job. And the key to that is doing the right job, hiring the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, we have a very detailed hiring process. And I stay very close to that for that reason. Every day is different. Every day it's great. It's a new challenge. It goes fast. It's quick. There's never the same day. I can never say I'm actually bored. I'm never bored with one day of business. It's amazing.
And this is a service, Lou, with a lot of word of mouth. I guess that's been a big part of your own company growing.
Yep, Absolutely. It's something that it's very important to, you know, to keep that reputation at a high level at all times.
Right,
absolutely.
Good point.
Joshua and Liz, we have about 30 seconds. Joshua, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a Homewell Senior Care franchisee? Is there a website they can go to or any numbers they can call?
Absolutely. I think for the, you know, they can visit us online at www.homewellseniorcare.com.
Okay.
Or for more franchising information, www.homewell.biz.
That's fantastic. I want to thank both of you again, Joshua and Liz. You guys have been fantastic guests, and we'd love to have you back next year as you guys continue to grow.
Excellent. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Josh and Liz. Have a great day today.
Good job, guys. Take it easy.
You too.
Great industry, huh, Don?
Yeah, we're always impressed by hearing the, you know, success people having in this industry. There's just so much business out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great story, too, how Lewis actually chose Homewell Senior Care. You know, I'm always interested in how a franchisee makes that decision, because it's got to be very difficult, Don. I mean, here you got 2,500 different franchise systems today. How did you pick that one out of the 2,500? You know, I mean, it's a... You know, you break it down by industry, and then you go from there. You know, it's
yeah, they hit it off, and you know, he said he's 5 years into it. He's, you know, very happy with his investment in business.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a great show today. Good job on segment one today, Don. We've got another great show next week, don't we?
Yeah. Well, we have Schlotsky's coming up soon.
Schlotsky's coming up as well. You know, so I think next week we have Lead Source, which is it. Different and interesting concepts, so I think we're going to learn a lot next week as well. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, gofranchise.com, franchisefunding.net, and I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Have a great day, Marty.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.